Sondershausen is a small town in the lovely hills of Thuringia. About 50 miles to the southeast lies Weimar, the city of Goethe and Liszt, and the birthplace of the failed 14-year republic. Sondershausen lies on a bluff overlooking the Wipper River. The ruins of a medieval castle guard the southern approach to the town, although for several centuries now, its crumbling walls have been the site of nothing fiercer than lovers' quarrels. On the first day of October 1933, as the Kulturbund Deutsche Juden took its first bows in Berlin, my father, Günther, arrived in Sondershausen to begin his studies at the Music Academy. The next 6 months were a time of music and melancholy for my father. He practiced diligently and appeared on stage a few times, including one concert in which he played first flute in a performance of Chopin's Second Piano Concerto. But to be in a small town in Germany in those days meant coming face to face with intolerance on an almost daily basis. The mayor was an unabashed Nazi, the market square was festooned with swastika flags, and the small city park soon sprouted signs that read, "No dogs or Jews allowed." Günther quickly realized that he was the only Jew in his class, and as his fellow students made the same discovery, they snubbed him, one by one. He took to spending long hours walking along the river. On more than one occasion, rather than use the practice rooms at the academy, Günther took his flute to the ruins of the old castle, there to play mournful Bach sarabands amid the echoing stones and falling leaves. One day in late March of 1934, just as the first crocuses were blooming, a brief letter appeared in Günther's mailbox, informing him that, while his attendance and musicianship had been exemplary, the Sondershausen Music Academy regretted to inform him that, due to racial reasons, his place the following semester would be offered to another student. Günther felt a mixture of pain and relief. The indignity of his expulsion soothed somewhat by the prospect of the end of his isolation. It was time to move on, but where would he go?